Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Sports Radio 94 WIP. This is the Midday Show. Tom Kelly in for Joe Giglio today, alongside Hugh Douglas. Good morning, Hugh.
Good morning, TK. Good morning, Philadelphia. Hey, man, don't be giving out no vegan candy. I heard one of our co-hosts.
Disgraceful.
Giving out, what are you giving out, like vegan candy organic candy?
Organic gummies is what he said, and not the good kind.
Yeah, you need to stop with that, man.
Yeah.
I know Jack, I like Jack a lot, man, but I'm taking a shot this morning. He might as well not give out candy, giving out organic candy. What you doing?
Yeah, Jack's giving out organic gummies to the kids coming around his neighborhood.
They'll
give
never
them real
come back.
Candy, Jack.
They'll never come back to his house again.
Yeah, man. What's that all about? And he's what's a, this I hear? You're not giving out any candy.
And listen, I'm on that Michael Jordan plan. y'all can figure that out.
Yeah, we'll figure it out.
I mean, yeah, and shout out to the kids that are trick-or-treating. I saw some kids trick-or-treating in my neighborhood last night.
Trick or treating last night.
You know
Richie.
What? I
this
hate
guy's
you, John
just
Richie.
A jerk.
No, and he because we were in line for the same shoes, right?
Yeah.
And John got his, and I'm still in line waiting to get mine.
Yeah.
Zion Williamson dropped today, and he said right before we were about to go on, he said, "Since you told me what's going to happen is I'm going to get them, and you're not."
And this guy's jumping outside the studio, holding his phone in your face, saying that he got the shoes.
It ain't looking good. For
all
me.
Right. Well, good luck, Hugh. Hopefully, he can multitask here in the first
goodness.
Segment of the show.
Oh no, I'm sorry. If he get these shoes and I don't, man, I'm gonna be salty.
Well, hopefully, you're able to come through. We got a lot to get into today. A huge win for the Sixers last night as they get the 4-0. Flyers win as well. Good times in Philadelphia. So we'll get to that coming up. But where we'll start today
still
is with the
line.
Eagles. Well, good luck.
Still in line.
Man, Richie, he couldn't do you a little favor there. But where we'll start today is with the Eagles. The Eagles hit the bye week. They're 6-2. And, you know, feelings on the team and where they are at this point in the season here. Because when we came into this season, I feel like there was the general sentiment amongst us in Philadelphia for sure, and I think nationally as well, that the Eagles were in a class there on the NFC. That they're the best team in this conference, and they're the clear Super Bowl favorites. Now, we're 8 games in. There have been some ups and downs. In my mind, I don't think any of that has changed. Like, I still look around the NFC. I still look at the rest of the teams. Are there some good teams? Yeah, there are some good teams. But I still think the Eagles are clearly the best team in the NFC 8 games through. Still 9 to go. Still half the season to play here. But nothing that has happened so far this year, whether it's the Eagles, whether it's the other teams, have changed my mind. I still think they're clearly the best team in the NFC. Where do you fall, Hugh? Was that noise about my point, or was that about the shoes, by the way?
I didn't get the shoes.
Oh, you didn't get the shoes. That's what I figured.
Do I think they're the best team in the NFC?
Clearly the best team.
I don't think so. I don't think so. I think that the Detroit Lions are going to give them some problems. I know they got the Green Bay Packers sandwiched before the Detroit Lions, but that Detroit Lion team looks strong. I've seen a lot of their games this year, more so than I've seen the Green Bay games. But Detroit looks strong, man. And I think that they're going to give the Eagles a problem. Well, I really do.
They can run the ball, and they got a lot of talent on offense, no question about it. And we'll throw it out to the audience. Do you think at this point, in your mind, are the Eagles still clearly the class and the best team in the NFC? And if you want to get in, 215-592-9494, 215-592-9494 is how you get in to start the show. And I do, and here's kind of my reasoning for why I feel this way. I look at this point in the year, the offense, hey, they got off to a rocky start. The offense has been much better over the last four games and especially over the last two games. I think Kevin Petullo, who it was reasonable to expect, there's going to be a learning curve, first-time play caller. Kevin Petullo looks like he settled into a rhythm here over the last game and a half, where they've kind of figured it out here. The second half against Minnesota, the entire game against the Giants. I get the Giants don't have the best defense in the world, but I feel like the Eagles have found a formula that works. Jalen Hurts, I think has been a little up and down, but overall, I think he's played really well in the first eight games of the season, certainly the last couple games. And you look at the team, and one of the things that mainly I'm looking for in the first half of the year, you obviously want to stack up the wins. They're 6-2 going in the bye week. Anybody would have taken that. But also, you want to avoid injuries. And they are a little banged up, but no glaring injuries. No situations where guys are out for the year. You've had guys nicked up on the offensive line. Nolan Smith's been out. But you don't have those significant injuries like teams like the Niners are dealing with. And some of these other teams around the NFL, the deadline's still coming. You're going to get better. The division's weak. And I look at the schedule in the second half. It looked like it was going to be daunting. And coming out of the bye, it's going to be tough with the Packers and Lions game. But the schedule's not nearly as difficult as I expected. And I still think they're clearly the best team in the NFC and absolutely should be the favorites to go to the Super Bowl.
I think they're in the class. But I feel like the Detroit Lions are on a mission, man. And when you look at the way they've played all year long, they've been beating teams up. And they've had some injuries. Their defense has had their injuries. And they still find ways to win. Now, on the flip side of that, last year, it caught up with them. There was their demise towards the end. You know, they played Washington, and Washington beat them up, and Washington played us in the NFC Championship game. But I feel like the way the Eagles have been playing, they're playing better. But the Detroit Lions have been on this trajectory for a little bit longer time, and I feel like that is going to be the game, the measuring stick, to seriously see where we are. I think that's going to be the biggest threat, even though I know that we got the Green Bay Packers, and we got to play them first, and they're a pretty good team. I think we match up well with the Packers. I think the Detroit Lions are going to be the thorn in our side, if you will.
So the Lions are clearly the team that scares you the most in terms of the Eagles are concerned.
Yeah, I don't like to use that word scared because you make me seem like I'm kind of soft.
Well, we all know you're not soft.
I'm just saying. This is like, you know, Kyle likes to use that word scary all the time. I don't subscribe to that.
Okay. Well, you're not scared. We will clarify. Hugh is not scared of the Lions.
I'm sorry I didn't get these shoes, though.
But, and Richie, I mean, to rub in your face
The hurtful part is that he jumped up and down. But see, Richie wears a size 13. Ain't too many cats wear 13.
Yeah.
I wear 12. I got a size that, you know, most cats wear.
Yeah, he's got freakishly big feet.
Yeah,
let's
so
just call
he don't, it's easy for him to get them.
Oh, there he is. Look at him strutting around out there. Yeah. He's showing everybody his phone, showing him that he got it. He got the shoes. And I just look at this thing, Hugh, and I look at the conference, and I do think one of the advantages that the Eagles have over a team like the Lions or over a team like the Packers is the division that they're in. I mean, you look at the NFC East, and yeah, the Eagles, it hurts he gave one away to the Giants. That being said, the division's not good. The Cowboys, we know what they are. Their defense is god-awful. Washington, this is starting to look like it's just going to be a lost year for them. I mean, the Eagles play them two out of the final 3 weeks of the year. Who knows? I mean, they're 3-5 now. At some point, if they're out of it, maybe they shut Jaden Daniels down, and these are a couple easier games at the end of the year. And I look at the Packers and Lions, these are teams that are going to beat each other up. I mean, obviously, they played once early in the season. They still have another meeting. That division, the Vikings, the Bears, that's tough. So I think when you look at it from a record perspective, the Eagles, in my mind, should clearly finish with a better record than those teams should.
They do, but I still think that the Detroit Lions, if we're going to see each other in the playoffs, I feel like that's going to be the game. And I think that right now the Lions are trending in a better direction. Now in the playoffs, it's anybody's game. But I feel like right now the biggest threat to the Eagles is going to be the Detroit Lions.
And that's another thing, too, is you look at the Lions, and obviously they were great last year. They had the one seed. I don't trust Jared Goff in the postseason. Like, I look at Jalen, and obviously we can have our issues with Jalen, but the one thing that Jalen Hurts has shown, he plays his best when the games matter the most, and I just can't get that that playoff game Detroit played with Washington out of my head. I mean, Goff, who had an incredible year, it looked like he turned the corner. He was brutal in that game for them.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Yeah, but they also were playing with a team. I know you're talking about the offense, but that defense was super banged
they
up.
They were.
And they were playing, what they call it, bailing wire and spit or whatever, how they said that saying goes. They had a bunch of guys out there playing on defense for the Detroit Lions, and that's what kind of caught up to him. Hayden Hutchinson is balling this year.
He is.
They're getting after the quarterback, man. So I feel like that's going to be the problem that the Eagles are going to face when we play this team.
Yeah, and hey, they're definitely talented, and and this is the thing. You look around the NFC right now, I think there are a lot of decent teams, like the Lions, the Packers, the Bucks, all those teams in the West, Niners, Rams, Seahawks. I think they're all pretty good, but I just don't see that like overwhelming team. Like if there was one team who had like a 7-1 record or 8-0 and was running away with it, I'd kind of be a little more worried, but I just look at where the Eagles are, and it feels like, I don't know, I feel like they've navigated that point earlier in the season where they were struggling. They lose that game to Denver. They obviously lose the game to the Giants, but I've been really encouraged by the last couple games here, and if you can figure this thing out offensively, and it feels like you're on the right track, you get some help at the deadline. I just feel good about where this team is headed. So you want to get in, 215-592-9494, 215-592-9494. Do you feel like the Eagles are clearly the best team in the NFC? I do. Hugh does not. Kyle Quinn producing the show today. Let's check in on Kyle this morning. Kyle, are the Eagles clearly the best team in the NFC right now?
I don't want to laugh at you like I did.
Yeah, do we want to address how disrespectful you were to me this morning in our meeting?
Because the clearly thing is crazy.
Like Kyle looks at my face and he's like, clearly?
Yeah, and then I laughed.
This was just one of like five things that you just scoffed at this morning that I said.
Yeah, I had an odd morning of TK disrespect. It's the clearly thing that's bugging me. Like, I don't know how you could. They don't even have the best record in the NFC, right?
Nah. Who has the best record? I think they're
Seattle,
tied for it, right?
I believe.
Seattle ball.
Seattle's only got one loss.
Oh, so you're on that Seattle
thing. No, they
have
two losses.
No.
Do they? I think they
have. Anyway.
Regardless.
It would be easier for me to sit here and say they're clearly the best team if we were undefeated or something. I mean, we do have a pretty bad loss to the Giants just a few weeks ago.
And then we just trounced them.
Green Bay has the best record at 5-1-1, by the way.
Okay. And By the way, Green Bay and Detroit are coming up on the schedule. So, like, for me to say that we're clearly the best team in the NFC right now before I see them play those two teams is
asinine.
Yeah, it's wild to me. Like, we haven't even I'll say this. We have not played the best football of any team in the NFC so far. I'm kind of with you in that, like, I think Green Bay, even though they have the best record right now technically, I'm not, like, totally sold on Green Bay. Detroit scares me a little bit.
Detroit is a physical squad.
So, like, before I clearly the best team in the division, and I don't think the division's very good, so it's not saying much. But, like, man, the NFC's tough, and we have a brutal schedule coming up. So I can't sit here and say that we're clearly the best team in the NFC until until I see us go out there and take down Green Bay and take down Detroit. Like, I just, there's a lot that needs to happen for me to get, like, by the way, like, I know we just had a good game against the Giants, but that's probably our first and only, like, complete football game of the entire season so far. So, like, I need to see a little bit more before I go clearly the best team in the NFL.
It's fair. And if you want to get in, 215-592-9494. And here's, I guess, where I differ a little bit. Because, you know, Kyle talks about it there and says, you know, the Eagles need to show it and they need to prove it. And they haven't done that yet. I get that. And I see that point. But to me, like, coming into the season, I feel like it was unanimous. We felt like the Eagles are the class of the NFC. And I kind of look at it the other way. Like, I feel like they did prove it last year. Like, they proved this last year. So they've given me no reason to think they're not that same team. I mean, obviously, they've gone through some ups and downs. The offense has been inconsistent. But I don't know. I'm really a believer in what they've figured out offensively. And I think Kevin Petullo has kind of settled into a rhythm here. And I feel like nothing from what they've done in the first half should change my opinion of the Eagles. My opinion's of the Eagles less than everybody else around them.
I will say the thing that jumps out to me, and I've seen a few more Detroit games than I've seen Green Bay games or any other game because they've been on TV a little bit more the last couple of weeks than everybody else. Consistency is the word that I look at when I think of Detroit. They've been consistent. And you said it. You said Kevin Petullo has been – Coach Petullo. Has been consistent of late. What are we talking about, 2 weeks?
Game and a half.
3 weeks?
Game and a half.
Well, you know, I'm saying – okay, I'm going to give him this. It's been trending in the right direction for 3 weeks. It's been trending in the right direction. Now we look like we're on track. And we just play. You have to be realistic, I think, with our expectations of this team. You know, a win is a win. I'm going to always go with that. But we have to be realistic in who we just played. We just played the New York Giants. And I know I've been the one that's been championing the cause. Like, hey, they beat us up a couple weeks ago. And we got our get back. But when we look at the teams that we've played that have decent defenses and decent offenses, we've had spurts where we've had lulls. And our complete game is against a tomato can, tomato tan, if you want to, whatever you want to say. So I look at that, and there's some reason to be excited, but you got two tough games coming up in the next couple of weeks. And by far, in the Detroit Lions, to me, they're going to be the most physical team that you play.
Yeah.
No doubt in my mind. When I watch the Detroit Lions play, I'm like, damn, my body starts aching. And I'm sitting there watching television. So they're going to be, to me, that's the most physical team you're going to face this year, and you're just getting healthy. You're going to be healthier when you play them. But, man, they're going to come in here. What's that? What's the saying? Piss and vinegar? Yep. I can say that on there? I can say I guess I can.
I think so. You just said it, so I hope you can.
You did. You said it.
But right. think about when Amon-Ra St. was talking about going into this season, they couldn't wait to play the Eagles because they won the Super Bowl. That was supposed to be the matchup. Even though they got a game, they got a couple games sandwiched in there, they're looking at that game. They're trying to get some get back. I can see if the Eagles don't come prepared, and I know we got a game, we got Green Bay, but y'all got me talking about it. If we don't come prepared for that game, it could be another San Francisco.
From a couple years, I don't know about that.
I'm just telling you, man, them cats come in here to play.
Man.
I might be a little hyperbolic.
Because
I'm salty.
I mean, San Francisco effectively ended our
I'm salty.
Yeah. I mean, that game was brutal.
I didn't get
brutal.
These shoes, dog. I'm salty.
Well, we'll see.
But I had to pay a little bit bread. I had to break a little bit more bread.
You'll figure it. You got your connections. You'll find a way to get it.
No, I had to break a little bit more bread.
Okay.
I'm a little salty about that.
All right.
Well, you know, I don't like spending money.
Well, hopefully.
But I can't have. John Ritchie,
should
be running
reimburse
around.
You, honestly.
No, John Ritchie. I can't have John Ritchie running around here with the voodoos on and I ain't got a pair. So I had to do what I had
he
to do.
He just runs around here causing havoc every morning.
That's my competitive spirit. So thanks a lot, John.
Yeah.
Thanks a lot. I had to pay more for him because you got him and then threw it in my face. Thank you very much.
215-592-9494. Do you believe the Eagles are clearly the best team in the NFC? I do. Hugh does not. Let's go to the phones. Now, Kyle, yeah. I'll ask you. I know his status as leadoff hitter was up in the air.
It was, yeah.
Is Chris in Middletown still in that spot?
Mm.
You're in the top
row. So, like we're discussing, are the Eagles clearly the best team in the NFC?
Yes.
Chris is no longer clearly the leadoff hitter.
Okay.
but still can hit leadoff occasionally.
Okay, so is he hitting leadoff?
I'll leave it to your discretion.
All right. Yeah, let's put Chris in the leadoff hole. Let's give him a shot today. What's up, Chris?
Good morning, man.
Morning, Chris.
DK, don't fall for his nonsense. He's only angry because he knows that I'm going to spit facts and
I'm
agree
not angry
with
at
you
all.
Because thank God you're right here. First of all, DK, thank you for being here, because if you weren't here today, we'd have to be dealing with Detroit Joe, who'd come in wrapped in his damn Lions flag and be like singing their praises all day long. So thanks for that. But if you're not,
you're
Detroit
welcome.
Douglas is in studio today.
I'm just trying to tell you what I see, man. That's
Detroit
it.
Douglas.
Detroit
yeah,
Douglas.
You're a good partner. You're here to spread the nonsense for Joe since he's out today. But can we please just look at this right now? You just said some really terrible words that came out of your mouth. Talking about tomato cans. I know we know how you view tomato cans. Like when we beat Baltimore last year and everything, you call them tomato cans.
Tomato cans.
The Detroit Lions, Hugh, they did lose to the Chiefs, who we beat. And then you want to talk about tomato cans. How about those Cleveland Browns and Cincinnati Bengals that, you know, Detroit beat? Those weren't tomato cans, though?
No, they were. They were.
Okay.
But you can't deny, Chris, that they have been more consistent. That was the word that I used, was that since the season started, they've been a little bit more consistent.
See, let me tell you about this, the consistency thing. So Detroit.
Yeah, yeah. He just dismissed that and moved on. Nice move, Chris.
I appreciate that.
Detroit is who we thought they are. Detroit is this. Detroit is the new age Dallas Cowboys. They get all the media hype. They win regular season games. And then the ankle biter and his men fall flat on their face in the playoffs. Let me remind you who you're putting them above. All right. The Eagles have a proven track record the past 4 years. They win regular season games. And more importantly, Hugh Giglio, they win in the postseason. We have two Super Bowl appearances and one ring. So to me, I can't fathom how somebody would put the you know, front-running kind of fake guy in front of it. And you know what? Let me address something with you, okay?
What I do.
You have a lot of nerve. Are you serious? You came out throwing shade at Jack? Wow, your hypocrisy knows no bounds.
Yeah, like, none.
I mean,
none.
You know what? I'm going to see you tomorrow, and I'm bringing you a present. I'm going to bring you the bowl for the candy. All you got to do is just pick up a couple bags.
I ain't thinking about them kids.
On the way home.
I ain't thinking about them kids.
I'm bringing it to you tomorrow. I'll see you tomorrow, man.
All right, thank you, Chris. I appreciate the call. I was expecting Chris to sign off with a chant or something, but no. So. You don't even leave the ball outside, Hugh?
Nah.
You got to just leave the ball out.
Nah, I ain't thinking about them kids.
Man. I respect it, though. I respect your
commitment. What we're not about to do, y'all ain't about to shame me into giving the candy to these kids. That's not going to happen. Not on this watch.
I think your neighbors should egg your house.
They can.
Oh, wow.
And I'm going to clean it off. Better not catch them.
That would be terrifying.
Hey, you're going to be asleep by eight,
I can't do nothing about nothing I can't see, but I better not catch
you. You're going to get a bad reputation around the neighborhood.
I probably already have a bad reputation.
Yeah.
TK, I am the cat.
Yeah.
There's been times that kids have rang my doorbell, and I've been in the house. And true to form, my first thought is, why the hell are you ringing my doorbell?
Good thing done this.
Yeah, because it's a couple times I went downstairs, man, and you know, for whatever reason, the people that are going door-to-door selling stuff, they're super aggressive. Like, they're super aggressive. They don't take no for an answer. They don't take the awkward body language that I try to display they don't take that as a cue, because I guess their job is to try to sell you stuff. And then not only when they try to sell you stuff, they try to get you to sign up immediately.
Right.
I'm like, nah, not doing that.
I would love to see one of these interactions take place with somebody trying to sell you something at the door and how annoyed you must be.
I was telling Kyle and Joe the other day, I was at the store and the Bible dude, like, they were trying to get me to go to Bible study.
Okay.
And he ran down this whole story. I let him finish, right?
Uh-huh.
And then he asked me, was I going to Bible study? I said, nah. Thank you. Thank
and
you for
the
information.
And slammed the door shut in his face?
No, I was at the store.
Oh, okay.
They accosted me in the aisle. And they rolled up on me. And, you know, at first I'm thinking, I was like, maybe they're a fan of the show, or maybe they want an autograph. And then he said, hey, do you know Jesus Christ, your Lord, your Savior? I said, yeah, I do. And we start talking. And then he started telling, you know, he started going through his spiel, right?
Uh-huh.
And I'm sitting there, and I'm like, man, he long talking, right? He was long talking for a while. But I was like, out of respect for what he's doing, I'm going to listen to what he have to say. And then he said, hey, would you like to come to church? I was like, nah, I'm good.
Well, that was respectful.
Yeah, I mean,
you
I didn't cut
you
him
heard
off.
Him out.
Yeah, and I was like, hey, thanks for the information.
Yeah.
Kept it moving.
Well, there you go. 215-592-9494 if you want to get in. Do you still believe the Eagles are clearly the best team in the NFC? We'll take more calls on that coming up. We have a prize to give away as well, and we will play Hughes Clues coming up next. Tom Kelly in for Joe Giglio. Alongside Hugh Douglas, is the Midday Show, Sports Radio 94 WIP.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% site-wide, plus a free professional measure at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Once upon a mundane morning, Barb's day got busy without warning. A realtor in need of an open house sign? No, 50 of them. And designed before 9.
My head hurts.
Any mighty tools to help with this plight?
Aha!
Barb made her move. She opened Canva and got in the groove.
Bulk creating Canva sheets. Create 50 signs fit for suburban streets.
Done in a click, all complete.
Sweet!
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.